now that's come to our attention about a local sports team that are driving down to their footy grounds and just really in such shock at the state of the road. It's Military Road in East Lismore. It leads to the Lismore Thistle soccer field, and the club's been doing everything they can to get council to come on board to explain why this road hasn't been repaired since the flood. A member of the club and volunteer coach of one of the teams is Mark Hennessy, and he's had enough of the silence from council. With his frustration, he's come to the ABC to share the plight of the club. Mark, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us about the problem?
Well, it's the road, as you described, going into the ground. It's filled with potholes, and not just little potholes, really large ones. And I think a good example of how bad it's got, I travel often to the ground with my daughter, Myla, and she said to me on one of the trips, she said, "Dad, why are we crossing over onto the other side of the road? Why is this road like this? Why isn't it getting fixed?" I asked a few questions, and I soon discovered that the club has been asking, Bridie. They've constantly asked, and they keep getting promises from Lismore Council. Yes, we're going to fix it. We're going to do something. And here we are today, Bridie. Nothing's happened. The road's only getting worse.
We actually have Rebecca Sproul from Lismore City Council on the line. She's manager of the City Brand and Product. G'day, Rebecca.
Hi, Brady. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
What can you tell us about this Military Road, East Lismore, from your end, and why it hasn't been fixed?
I just want to say I completely understand your frustration, Mark. You are correct. It has been some time. The major damage for this one dates back to Cyclone Alfred. So as we know, it was almost 12 months ago. The difficulties are when we have natural disaster events that there are particular guidelines and, you know, funding limitations that we have to go to in order to get these fixes done properly. And unfortunately, this is one of those sites that has fallen into that. We are still waiting on the funding, that's the honest answer. And council in the meantime can do temporary works, but of course, as you would know, Mark, you know, there's potentially temporary works done, but they don't last forever. It's just unfortunate that the permanent works that it requires also require the funding that we're waiting on receiving.
But has this been going on longer than Cyclone Alfred, Mark?
It has, and from my understanding in speaking with Paul, the former president of Thistle Soccer Club, this road was graded by the council regularly to ensure that it was safe for the community to travel along, and that was happening right up to 2022. And as Paul explained to me yesterday, it stopped, so nothing has happened, and no repairs to the road since 2022. Paul explained to me that the road was graded and ready to be sealed in 2022. So I'm unsure where this point you're making about needing funding, because it was happening prior to 2022.
Rebecca, did you want to respond to that?
It's essentially just the level of damage that's been incurred, Mark. And again, I want to apologise that perhaps we haven't been as forward coming and meeting with you and communicating that with you, but it is down to the level of damage that's required. And you can do a light grading. Sarah has actually been a light grading that's been worse ahead of the soccer season. I know we're cutting that fine, but we should have some work happening there within the next week. Is the 1st of May the kick-off of soccer season, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah. So you should be seeing some light grading works that are coming through before that date. And those light grading works, you are correct, have happened over time. And it's to maintain sort of the safety as best we can to improve access. But again, they're temporary works. These full-on restoration works require a significant amount of funding and a significant amount of work. And in line with that, we need to wait for the appropriate funding to come through.
Yeah, it's a bit of a story right across the Northern Rivers region around roads and funding and what stream of funding the road repairs come from, but also, you know, getting in and communicating that to the community clubs is so important so they know where they stand.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm seeing, you know, a lot of the emails and promises that work's going to be done, and you joining us today, I really appreciate. But I guess the club is sceptical. I'm sceptical as a dad and a volunteer that anything will get done. So I wonder, Bridie, if, you know, we can have a chat in after May and see whether the council and these repairs have been done. I'd love to speak to you again about this.
So, Rebecca, what's your guarantee to Mark this morning?
I am stepping in on behalf of the amazing Fiona Keneally, who's our Director of Roads and Infrastructure this morning, but I believe, speaking with her team yesterday, that it is planned for. It has been planned for quite a few months leading up to the start of the soccer season, but with anything, there's always emergency works that pop up, or there's other works that pop up that unfortunately make flexibility for the schedule. But we have a date in mind of the 1st of May and ensuring that the road is safe to drive upon. And as you said, Mark, you know, we acknowledge that there's significant damage and significant potholes there. There are make safe works that are coming. There will be a light grading with some gravel, potential drainage maintenance as well. But I understand from conversations I had yesterday that the 1st of May is a date that is very firmly in our team's mind. And I believe that you should be seeing work happening there in the next week.
So we are aiming for the 1st of May for a road that is safe to drive on.
Safe to drive on is probably a bit of a stronger term, but as Mark mentioned, you know, there are instances where you feel like it's better to drive on the opposite side of the road. It is a very small entrance road, would you say, Mark? Is anybody else popping in there if they're not going there for training or game?
Oh, absolutely. There's other community members that go down there that have walked their dogs down around the field. Mm-hmm. It's and then on a game day or a training night, there's lots and lots of cars, and some of them park along that road, which makes it even more dangerous, hence the importance of having this repaired.
We are going to have to leave it there for this morning. Rebecca Sproul, I do appreciate you coming on this morning and hearing Mark Hennessy's concern from Lismore Thistles. On the text line, Linda says, Military Road has been like that for over 40 years, and I've seen a fox on Oliver Avenue. We were talking about foxes earlier. Thank you both so much for coming on this morning.
Thanks, Roddy. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.